It's the best, hands down.
It's crystal clear.
I love it. The things you can make are awesome.
No one else has quality epoxy like this.
It's easy to mix.
Tim is such a wealth of knowledge.
It's gotta be iCoat.
Welcome to the Resin Mastery Podcast, exploring iCoat epoxy.
Welcome back to Resin Mastery. How are you doing today, Ian?
I'm doing great, Rachel. How are you? How's your weekend?
I am doing good. It's just been a nice, chill weekend, honestly. Ready for the next couple months ahead. What are we leaning into for today?
I think leaning into for today, I've got some actually a great piece of advice for our users, for our artisans. And I've got some just great piece of advice for people who are looking to get into, you know, doing preservation, to working with epoxy for different things. So yeah, on this episode, let's just dig into just some of the other avenues that maybe people haven't thought about when they're thinking about, you know, growing their business. And Rachel, I'll ask you as a lady, right? So if you're getting married, what's your plan with your flowers? What's your plan for the event? You know, what are you thinking about with things that you want to have as keepsakes? Not just throwaway things, but things as keepsakes.
You know, it's interesting that this is a question that I'm getting now and brought up, because I actually am in the midst now of planning a wedding and figuring out all those logistics. And honestly, with the flowers, I know exactly what I want to do. I do want to do the wedding bouquet preservation and probably a few of the table, like flower centerpiece, like smaller, like I guess like a token or like a some kind of ring dish or something for the like bridesmaids, for the maid of honor as gifts, the groomsmen, just basically like the wedding party. Because personally, I know it can get a little bit costly and there's going to be a good amount of guests, so I have to work within a budget. But there's so many working parts to think about that I think that that's probably something that's often overlooked. And it's crazy because flowers, I'm learning, are like one of the biggest parts about the whole entire wedding.
Like, oh, for sure. Yeah,
it is one of the biggest deals. Like, I was even like, I don't need flowers, like it's okay. And my mom was like, no, you need flowers, like, and trust me, you do. And every girl is like, no, you need flowers. And like, what are you gonna do for them? I'm like, I don't even really know fully which flowers yet, but I know when I do have them, I'm going to definitely get them preserved, because it's just like, I do want to be able to see that as if it was the same exact day forever, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And you think about flowers, and I think a lot of the reason people choose a certain color schemes is because it matches who they are, and the certain colors match people's themes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, people pick certain flowers, so like, let's say roses. People love roses because roses are one of those very sturdy plants. And I'll tell you the story, like recently in California, we had a friend up in the Pacific Palisades whose house burnt to the ground. He was left with basically two chimneys right on the bluffs in Pacific Palisades, and really sad situation. But he went back months later to, you know, just see them actually taking the chimneys down so they could start grading the land to do some rebuilding. And right out the front, all these beautiful red and white roses had bloomed. Aww.
Yeah.
Everything was destroyed and ash in the background, and there in the front were beautiful roses. And roses are those kind of plants, you can clip them all the way back and they will just grow all the way back and bloom again. Mm-hmm. And so that's a symbol for marriage, right? Where you may go through struggles, you may go through hard times, but the rose is something that will always bloom again. And that's the symbol for marriage, that it will bloom again. And I think that's why a lot of people pick roses.
Yeah, that's so sweet. I didn't even really think about that before, and like how resilient they are, and what a beautiful testimony that carrying that same principle into your you know, or like a, what do you call it, properties into your marriage is so beautiful. I used to be like, roses.
Right.
But like the more I get closer to my wedding, the more I'm like, I really like roses. Actually, like the background for my video is roses.
That's what I'm just staring at. Yeah. And I'd say that, Rachel, for all the ladies out there who are also in wedding season at the moment listening to this. And actually, I'd even go further than that. I'd even say for all of our artisans who actually make preservations for people getting married, you're doing mm-hmm. something that is so special, because to have something to look at constantly. And I was actually talking to a lady this morning. I said, you know, what do you buy someone who gets married? Like a toaster? No one stares at their toaster a year later and go, remember when we got married and got that toaster? You know, that's just not something that happens. But your wedding flowers, that's something you pick. It's something that's very personal. It's the colors from your wedding. It's the theme from your wedding. And to have that carried forward, and then to also have pieces, mm-hmm. like table pieces for certain families and certain special friends to remember your marriage by.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, a great marriage only stays together because you get two people who are willing to go through the ups and the downs and the arguments and the disagreements and the fights and the love and everything else. But it is a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And so to have something that takes you back to the day when all was right in the world, the day you got married, usually, I think that's just such a wonderful thing to have. So let's do this for today, which is, let's think about, where else can our artisans go to seed their business to more people who are getting married? Because I think what we talked about before, Rachel, I think it was like 5%, was it, we talked about before, of weddings that currently even think about preservation?
Yeah, it's not very high. Like, I just think that it's, and I think it's like more so, even if it's not a relatively new concept in general to the public, I think it is pretty new. I mean, a lot of people don't even know about, like, oh, I could just get this in like a coaster, you know, or something,
yeah.
or like an ornament. So something as big of a deal as like wedding, yeah, I just don't think that a lot of people have that on their minds when they're planning a million other things, which is why instead of going for the individuals who are actually having the wedding and paying to have it put on and getting married, I think that it would be more worth the time and effort of our artisans, of our artists, to go and actually reach out to the people who are directing all of that, the wedding planners themselves, since they have a clientele, you know, they have multiple different people who are maybe not even knowing that they want this.
Right. And I think it's a great service. I think when you look at a situation for wedding planners, they're looking to offer value and they're looking to offer things that will wow their customers, which is the bride, right? And the bride's family. So, mm-hmm. imagine this. Let's say the marriage happens and then a month or so later they see someone's preservation and they turn around and say, why on earth didn't my wedding planner mention this to me? Because this is
awesome.
And I didn't get it and now I'm annoyed. And now my flowers, I got rid of them because I didn't know what I was going to do with them. And now I wish I could turn back time. So that's the sort of situation a wedding planner doesn't want to have to be in, which is you didn't give them this option. Because as I said, this isn't a toaster. It's not a coffee machine that you get as a gift. This is a gift that will continually keep the marriage strong because it will be a strong memory of the beauty and everything that you guys went through on that wedding day. And that's when I think it's really special. So I've got to tell you a story. So I'm at a hotel on the weekend with the family, and they have the most absolutely beautiful room in this big hotel, because in the hotel is where they plan weddings. And so if you come to our site, magazine.icopeproducts.com, you can actually come, and actually I'll have the video on there for you actually have a look at. But this isn't just a one-off situation in one hotel. So many hotels have this setup where they want to offer the ability for you to come in, utilize their hotel, you're going to book rooms, you plan your wedding, you do your wedding at the hotel, mm-hmm. and they have all this plan. So there's another situation where one of the things they could offer is we also have a preservation service through our hotel as well, or through our a wedding planning office.
Yeah. So
I think for all these artisans, Rachel, they have got to go out and be really active, especially locally, of just hitting up as many of these wedding planning places as possible, giving them price lists. And look, maybe if they cut them in 5% on the deal or something, they're going to get a lot more business that's going to save them money from having to go out and advertise, from having to do this stuff themselves. And I think this is just a really great extra way for them to do. So, yeah, if you're listening out there and you want to see the rooms I'm talking about, I'll post the these pics on our magazine site and you'll be able to come in and see it. Have you ever seen anything like that, Rachel, in your travels?
No. I have never seen anything like that at all. And yeah, I don't see flower preservation marketed in a bunch of different places, at florists, at like even wedding cake shops, wedding planners, hotels, different venues. Like what I do see is a lot of missed opportunity there.
Right.
For the industry, you know, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, there's so many different places that you can think of. It's honestly crazy.
I know. And look, I've actually sent out to the people who are customers of ours. I send out a regular update on marketing tips for them and places that they can advertise and grow their business. And we've heard back from quite a few of them that this has been really invaluable for them. Because I think anyone who's a creative, to then switch to that business mindset, you can get stuck a little bit and stuck with, okay, now how can I expand this more? How can I find more customers? And I think the tools we've given them really help them go down that path and get some of that stuff done. And I think that becomes a real value to them. So look, I'm out there saying to people, go out there. I think you mentioned it great. Florists, definitely. Wedding planners, whether they're in a set location, like in a hotel, and I think you should check your local hotels for this. If they're not within the hotels, especially ones that do weddings, think about other areas around your city or your town where you know host a lot of weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's going to be somebody connected to that who is that wedding planner.
Yeah.
And I think you've got to have coffee with those people, get that relationship going, because I think in the long term, it'll benefit them. And it'll benefit you because it'll be a great stream of business that you can have coming in, making sure that you've constantly got these weddings planned.
Yeah. Also, just worth noting too, because I just thought about this, like so many people have weddings at churches and not even other venues. It's like that could also be, you know, like a place where you at least have that planted, that idea, like, hey, going around being like, if you guys do weddings, if, you know, they want to make their flowers last forever, like, let me know.
Well, you mentioned churches, right? Memorials as well. People have their service within a church. And funeral there's always homes. Someone who's helping coordinate the church. They're planning the event. Those people as well. So not just the wedding planners, but these service planners as well.
For
people who've passed away. Again, people love memorializing people in this way. So yes, those are the people you want to get to as well. So yeah, that's some great advice, Rachel, on different ways we can hit up and expand our marketplace for users. And it's really, you know, this podcast more than anything is just like, let's give you tips and tricks to keep your business rolling, to grow it, to find different ways to do things. And Rachel, congrats on you. I know you're going to have a lot of planning coming up and it's going to be an exciting time.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Yes, it is. It's going to be coming up way quicker than, like, I just know this time is going to fly by. So many corners I'm trying to, like, find a way to kind of cut, because I'm like, wow, it is expensive to plan a wedding, but very, very excited. And definitely you guys will be able to stay tuned when when it's happened and I'm a wife, and I'm definitely going to be talking about it a lot. So
yeah, we'll show everyone your flowers preserved once your wedding happens as well. So
oh, yes.
Until next time, everyone, thanks so much for listening to Resin Mastery, Explore an iCode Epoxy, and we'll see you again next time.
See ya. Bye-bye.